Good morning, I'm Chris Moore for Aspen Public Radio, the official voice of the Aspen Music Festival and School. Today is Friday, August 17th. Lisa de la Salle plays Ravel's ethereal and jazz-inspired Piano Concerto in G with the Aspen Chamber Symphony tonight at 6 in the Benedict Music Tent. The program also includes the Mozart Requiem featuring the professional choral ensemble Seraphic Fire. The group will perform two post-season recitals next Monday and Wednesday in Harris Concert Hall to help us with festival withdrawal. The last performance of Aspen Opera Center's production of Offenbach's The Tales of Hoffman is tomorrow at 7 in the Wheeler Opera House. At 12:30 today and tomorrow at Aspen Community Church, top students performed spotlight recitals. The season's last chapel piano recital takes place at 2 today in the Aspen Chapel. There's an Opera Scenes Masterclass tomorrow at 10 in the Wheeler Opera House. Pianist Jonathan Biss winds up his 3-year exploration of the Beethoven Sonatas tomorrow at 8 in Harris Concert Hall with the popular Pathétique and Les Adieux Sonatas, the compact 2-movement Sonata 22, and the sublime and profound 32nd Sonata. Sunday at 4 is the final concert of the season. The Aspen Festival Orchestra will be conducted by Robert Spano, Met opera singers, soprano Tamara Wilson as Brunhilde and baritone Ryan McKinney as Wotan in selections from Wagner's Die Walküre, the second opera of the Ring cycle. In a last nod to the season theme of Paris, City of Light, Berlioz's brilliant, revolutionary, and hallucinatory Symphonie Fantastique will bring things to a rousing finish. And then, 2 Seraphic Fire Choral Concerts, again next Monday and Wednesday at 7:30 in Harris Concert Hall, including the Farid Requiem. I'm Chris Moore. This is our final festival notes for the summer here on Aspen Public Radio, broadcasting on KAJX Aspen and KCJX Carbondale. You can also listen at aspenpublicradio.org.